Hello, my name is Wen Aman, I'm from Philosoft, and I want to do a quick review of the Accessible Editor application. First of all, the purpose of the application is to enable editing of text. It is meant for use for blind and for visually impaired. It has features that are more likely to target the visually impaired, like large fonts and high contrast, and it has features that are more targeting the blind community, like usage of the text-to-speech. Basically, the layout of the application is divided into three parts. The top line of buttons and menus. These are buttons that or menus that perform actions or switch between modes, like doing copying, paste, as I said, switching between modes, sending SMS directly from the application, enlarging or reducing the fonts, and of course the more options button. The second line of buttons is a line of buttons that may help us in reviewing the text. All these buttons have also gestures that can be performed on the screen and hotkeys that can be performed on a keyboard if it is connected. And then the largest part of the editor is of course the editing area. If we have the keyboard open, then as you know, part of the screen is taken by the keyboard. But basically this is the layout. Though it's straightforward, I'm gonna go over on the navigation buttons that are the second line of buttons. You can hear the name of the button and it's quite explanatory, self-explanatory.
Move caret to previous word button. Move caret to next word button. Spell button. Select word button. Move caret to end button. Back sentence button. Forward sentence button. Play document button.
Okay, these are the buttons at the second line. Each has a hotkey. You can find the hotkeys in the documentation. And they all have gestures. The gestures are, if you take two fingers and you do two fingers left or right, you will move by word. If you do three fingers left or right, you will move by sentence. If you do two fingers down for the first time, the current word is spelled. If you do two fingers down for the second time, you will be offered spell suggestions. Then they'll be shown. Then you can flick between the option and select the one that you like, and the word will be replaced. If you do two fingers up, the current sentence is read. If you do the second time, two fingers up, the entire document is read. Now to the topmost line of the application, in which you can find the action functions and menus. The leftmost is the mode. You have three modes of operation. The first is editing, in which you can edit the text, of course. The second is the review mode, in which the keyboard is hidden and you cannot change the text. This is especially useful when you want to use the entire area of the screen or you want to be sure that you are not doing any damage to the text. And the third is the voice recognition mode, in which I will talk later. In order to select between the modes, when we find the current mode, we double-click it, a pop-up menu is opened and you can flick through and find the option that you like. Show.
Current mode edit. Click to change to preview mode.
Current mode is edit. And we have three items.
Edit mode. Preview mode. Voice recognition mode.
Okay.
Preview mode.
Okay, I'm switching to preview mode.
Keyboard hidden.
Now, let's see what's after that.
Enlarge, reduce fonts.
In last reduced fonts, it's the same way. If you double-click it, a pop-up menu appears in which you can enlarge or reduce the fonts. Also, you have a gesture for that. If you pinch in or pinch out, the fonts will be reduced or enlarged. The next menu or button is
copy paste.
If you double click that, you'll have two options, either to copy the entire text or to paste the entire text. If you paste the entire text, the text that is currently on the screen will be entirely deleted. You'll be prompt for that.
Send SMS to number.
Now, if you finished writing the text, you can either save it as a text file and access it later, or send it to some other application. But we added the direct option to send SMS through the accessible editor. Here you have two buttons. One is send SMS to number. If you double click it, a window opens and you're prompted to enter the phone number, and then click OK to send the number, to send the SMS, sorry. And the other button is to send SMS to contact.
Send SMS to contact.
In which you'll be prompted to select the contact you wish to send the SMS to. In the menu,
more options button. Showing 10 items.
We have 10 items.
Delete.
Delete will delete the entire document.
Go to Pro.
Yeah, go to Pro version.
Send to another app.
Okay, this is very useful option. You can write with the accessible editor, review the text carefully, you can spell, you can change the spelling, you can do whatever you like, and then you can send the text to another application, for example, your email application or whatever. Or if you want to save it outside the application, you can save it to Dropbox. And then the file will be saved on your Dropbox folder as a TXT file.
New file.
New file will clear the current input and allow you to write a new file.
Open file.
Yeah, of course, open file.
Settings. More apps from access. Open file. Settings. More apps from access.
Okay, more apps. You will have the accessible SMS there. Basically, this is the accessible editor. Now I want to talk about one way that we suggest how to use the accessible editor. And for this purpose, I will use the voice recognition mode. I will switch to it. Okay, when we are in this mode, what we do in order to trigger the voice recognition is just get the phone near to our ear. After a second that the phone is near to our ear, we can hear a beep. Then we can start to talk. When we are done talking, we can just take the phone out from our ear, take the phone outside, and the text is already written to the editor. We can do this several times until we have the text ready. After that, we can review with the gestures I've shown before. We can review the text and correct any mistakes that the voice recognition engine made. So I'm going to do a test. Hello, everyone.
Edit space. Hello, everyone.
This is a test message.
Edit space. This is a test message.
Every time I'm taking the phone next to my ear, you hear the beep, then I start to talk. Let's see if I can make some mistakes.
Edit space. Let's see if I can make some mistakes.
Okay. Now, I can review the entire document by using three fingers, left or right.
Space. This is a test message.
This is the first sentence.
Space. Let's see if I can make some mistakes.
Okay. Now, I'll move word by word with two fingers.
Showing text keyboard.
Just a second.
Edit box. Help. Voice recognition mode.
Okay, and now I'll use the keyboard to to replace the word.
N. Period. M. M replaced stakes. K. I. I. F. D. S. S. Y. U. T. T. S. A. A. J. K. K. R. E. E. Space. Mistake.
Okay. And this is it. I use the record mode in order to write the text roughly. I reviewed it with gestures. I could do it with the keyboard. And then I correct specific word by first spelling. I got the spelling of the word, and then I had suggestions. And even if I didn't like the suggestion, I selected one of the option, and the word, since the word was selected, I could replace easily the text with the new text. So this is the accessible editor.